Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very soon, you'll be able to find my new book there, The Third Ingredient. Right now, go to Amazon. You'll find it there. It's ready to go. Got some great reviews up there, and so check those out there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with Ross Kamborowski, founder and CEO of Crowdspring, crowdspring.com. It's an organization, a business that will help you put your best foot forward in the marketplace with the tools and the gear and the digital gear and the capability to help you improve your online marketing expectations, your goals, solve some of the challenges. There are plenty of challenges, aren't there, Ross?
There are. So we just finished talking about, you know, the challenge with getting leads for customers. And one of the second challenge that most businesses have is just poor visibility in the marketplace. And this is a problem. So 71% of small businesses do all of their own marketing in-house. They don't have any outside help. And so that puts a big burden on them to
that's
create a presence.
Not going to
help people
be
find
a,
you.
That's not going to be a sustainable practice for very much longer if you're going to stay in business and grow. It's getting so sophisticated, so complicated. And it's moving so fast that it's going to be almost impossible for a small business to do what they do best and not have some help with online marketing. What do you think?
It stretches their capability. So I'll give you an example. Over half, 58% of small businesses have only one or two people focusing on digital marketing. And of course, digital marketing today for most, not all small businesses, but for most small businesses, is the most dominant and most successful form of marketing. And so, that's just not enough people to handle everything that needs to get done. However, there are definitely things that could be done. Ultimately, as we started out this conversation, small businesses have small budgets. And so, while it's one thing to say you need to have more people, it's another thing to be able to pay for them. So the question is, what do you do when you have poor visibility? Ultimately, you are a site or a presence online in a great big world where there are hundreds of millions of sites and hundreds of millions of social accounts. And one of the challenges that we found over the years is many small businesses just have very poor websites. They haven't spent much time thinking about their branding. Right. They haven't spent much time thinking about their web presence. And so,
what about local? It seems to me, Ross. That the single greatest reason small businesses don't penetrate online as much as they need to is they're not focusing at all on local search. What do you think?
That is one reason why a lot of small businesses who have geographically limited products fail. So it really depends on what you're selling. If your small business is selling products in the U.S. or globally, then local becomes less important. But if you have a retail shop, then it really doesn't matter whether somebody in Germany or France or in North Carolina, if you're located in Atlanta, will look for
right.
your business.
If you've got an online business, but if you got a restaurant or if you got a local tire shop or you got a local construction company or something like that, You need to be doing some geographic stuff, don't you?
Absolutely, and in large part the reason for that is because when people search, now most people don't know this, but when people search, their searches are localized. So if I live, for example, in Chicago, and when I search for something, Google and other search engines will typically deliver results heavily prioritizing local searches. So if I'm looking for flowers, for example, It's going to give me Chicago shops or shops around my area.
Because even if you're not logged in, they know where your ISP is.
Exactly. They know where you are, and oftentimes they have enough information about you to know about the businesses around you, and that's how they deliver results. And the reason they do that is because if somebody's shopping for flowers, they are most likely shopping for flowers that they need to buy locally. And so Google mm-hmm. knows, and other search engines know, that by delivering good results to you, you'll be happy. And so businesses that sell products within a certain geographic region need to think about ways on their website, when they're present on social networks, to focus those kinds of searches. So,
if you're a business in Highland Park, Illinois, you need to have some kind of, and you're a local business, you need to have, even though Chicagoland would be where Google says you are, you need to help your prospect out by saying, you know, flowers in Highland Park, right?
Exactly. So you need to embed content into your website, into right. your landing pages, that talks about your local area. So if you serve a market of 4, 5, 6, 7 suburbs around a major city, if you serve a major city and surrounding areas, you need to insert those terms into your landing pages and website, because that's one way that search engines understand the market. So they're going right. to try to guess about your market, but
right.
but you don't want to leave that to chance.
You can fine tune that. Hey Ross, I've got to wrap it up because you've given us some good. We've gone through a couple of really good points here, but there's more to come. Will you come back real soon? Let's finish up the list.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Ross Kamborowski, ladies and gentlemen, crowdspring.com. Don't forget to check that out and see what it looks like over there. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.